In 1965, 12 black police officers sued the city of St. Petersburg, hoping to end segregation within the department. Leon Jackson was one of those men, known as the Courageous 12. He was interviewed for StoryCorps by Assistant Chief of Police for the city of St. Petersburg, Luke Williams.
What was your level of acceptance in your occupation from not only the officers that you worked with, your peers and your coworkers, but from the community?
My family were very supportive of me as being a police officer. But the African-Americans on the street, what they would do, they would call us half police officers. We could not arrest whites. We couldn't investigate complaints from whites. So that's why they say that we were half police officers.
Let me ask you this. You had training. Mm-hmm. You were sworn to uphold the Constitution of the United States and the laws of the state of Florida.
Right.
But you could not arrest a person, say, as an example, if a Caucasian or a white person committed a crime right in front of you. You're telling me that you could not arrest them?
No, exactly. That's the truth. What we had to do, we would have a call in and a white police officer come in, and if they deemed that they should arrest the man, then they would arrest him. And when once the white officer arrived, we had to go back patrolling in the black area.
Okay. So by the community saying that you were half police officer, they weren't really far from the truth, because
they were telling the truth, Chief. They were telling the truth.
Tell me about the end result in 1968 for you personally.
In August of 1960, August 1st to be exact, the appeals court came down with a decision, ruled in our favor, and they instructed the police department that they had to fully integrate. In November of 1968, I was assigned to the accident van. No other black police officer had ever been assigned to the accident van. I was working with a white police officer named Andy Powell. And he told me, "Sir Leon, say, you know what? Out of all the police officers in the traffic bureau, all of them that were white, they said they didn't want to work with a colored police officer. And he said, I'm the only one agreed to work with you. And I told him to thank you for working with me. And you'll find out that I'm no different from any other police officer."
Being in management and being in a position of responsibility, it can be very easy sometimes to go along just to get along, or to not make the right decision because it's a difficult decision or an unpopular decision. What would you say to persons in those types of leadership positions within the organization today that may have an attitude of going along just to get along, or not having the fortitude to go forward and make those difficult decisions, even though they may not be popular?
Think about the Courageous 12. We weren't popular, but we stood up and we knew we were right, see? And I would tell them, the officers now, what you believe in is right, and you know you're right. Stand up for it. Don't back down. And it might not be popular with anyone else, but if you know you are right, stand up for what you know is right. I never thought, the Courageous 12, would be in a position that we paved the way for someone. I never dreamed that, but I'm truly glad for what we did.
St. Petersburg Assistant Chief of Police Luke Williams interviewing Leon Jackson, one of the Courageous 12. In 2007, St. Petersburg recognized their important contributions. Then-Mayor Rick Baker declared September 13th Courageous 12 Day. Jackson is one of only three members of the group still alive. This interview was produced for WUSF by Eric Mennell. You can hear this and other stories at wusf.org/StoryCorps. And for more about StoryCorps, just go to StoryCorps.org.